Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, people, welcome in here on a Tuesday. Can't believe it. It's May 14th already, 2019. It's another edition of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Want to welcome you guys in. If you are up and about, you probably don't sleep like we don't, so we feel your pain. Thank you very much for stopping by here, no matter what platform you are streaming us from. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. Plenty to get to on the table here today. Big night in sports. Let's face it, big weekend sports. As we are gearing up a little bit later in the week, of course, another major championship, PGA, Tiger Woods, fresh off his Masters victory, getting ready. New York is the Long Island is the location. Bethpage Black. Weather looks like it's going to be an issue. We have the latest odds on these guys. We've got some breakdowns, some top 10, some top 20s, some matchups. All sorts of ways for you to be able to make it rain. We'll dive into that a little bit later here this morning. Don't forget tonight, NBA kicks off again. We've got Western Conference Finals, right? It's the Curry brothers. Yep. It's Lillard. It's, you know, it's McCollum. It's Splash Brothers. It's everything the NBA could actually hope for without having LeBron James in it. And LeBron
Don't forget
James.
About the ping pong balls tonight.
yeah, ping pong balls tonight, too, as well. And, you've got three cities, really, that are all sitting on pins and needles here going, oh, come on. Mm-hmm. And it's funny.
Yeah, all roads lead to Mount Zion, baby.
I got the Vegas breakdown here, too, on where the money is going as far as who's going to get this first pick. It's hilarious. I mean, it really is. It's so funny because you can kind of tell exactly where the money is coming from and where the people are getting.
And the conspiracy theories that might be out there.
It is so funny. But also I want to send a shout out, by the way, to congratulations, folks of Iowa. They became the 11th state to legalize sports betting yesterday. The governor signed a bill into law.
Yes.
That legislation now allows for sports betting operations in the state's casinos as well. And this is the big one that you guys want to keep an eye on. Yeah, mobile betting. The app is the big one. This is a big sticking point for a lot of states here that have bills that are put on the ballot, have already been either made it through the committees and all of that good stuff and are awaiting either governor signatures or that last hurdle. And that last hurdle a lot of times, certainly in New York, is what do you do with the mobile aspect of it? And that seems to be the big problem. But right now, congratulations. I mean, you are in Iowa now. That gives another opportunity for guys in that part of the country. I don't know who the hell would ever want to drive to Iowa. But listen, if you're in Indiana, you know, and you don't have access, you want to drive across the state line, you can use the app, all of that good stuff. But Iowa also has racing, so they have the ability to a lot of the casinos and sports books and the paramutuals and those types of things will all immediately be able to get there. However, there is one restriction that operators will not be able to participate in, and it's this is another one of these things that seems to be changing by state, and I think it makes sense given the fact that it's Iowa, Dane. But they're not going to allow you to take prop bets on college games in the area, especially in that state.
I think it's the same for Jersey.
Yeah, some of the states they're pulling out any sort of college games for those
in
areas.
That state.
Big Ten, I get it.
Wasn't like UNLV never on the board in Vegas also?
For a while. No, they were actually able to. They were able to put some money on them, but. But some of these, and I get it, listen, some of these Midwest states, some of these Big Ten places, the fact that you even have gambling, congratulations. So if that comes at the cost of going, listen, guys, don't bet on the University of Iowa or Iowa State. Okay, I'm good. You know, I'm good there. Not like from our perspective. Listen, okay, if you're going to get to a college player, it doesn't really make a damn bit of difference if I bet him in Iowa or I bet him in Michigan or I bet him anyplace else. It really doesn't make a damn bit of difference. But that's number 11, man. And congratulations. Also, they'll finally have, Dane, and you'll love this, also legalizes fantasy sports for the first time in that state.
Hey.
So, yeah. And it's harder for me to believe that there are still some states that do not want anything to do. I know Arizona, some of the guys that I know in Arizona can't bet fantasy. Like, what the hell is that?
In Nevada, you can't bet fantasy. Because they were first to realize game of luck. Yeah, they don't want a competitor on their front doorstep.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's absolutely true. Hey, Joe, you're right. With that brick and mortar versus the mobile phones thing, it's a really big deal. Because even here in New York, you know, they've allowed it, or the bill is in process. But it's only for like four brick and mortar casinos that are all like upstate, that are all like 3 or 4 hours north of New York City. So if you're in New York City, where like, you know, 8.5 million people are, your best option, because you can't hop on your phone, is to still go across the bridge of the tunnel and set foot in New Jersey and then make a bet. Me and my fiance, we're going to like one of her friend's houses this weekend for like a barbecue. Meet, like, you know, she just had a baby or something like that. I'm excited because I get to drive to New Jersey and drop a couple of shekels on my NFC favorite conference futures.
Now, tell me how this works over there, Dana. You can download, like, let's say you can download the FanDuel app, right? You can download it.
But you go on to it,
place the bet inside New York City, right? So if it's pinging off of one of those towers or the IP addresses,
that's the first thing it does. When you open the app, right? You still have the ability to log on. I still have the ability. I can log on, and then I can see the bets. I can withdraw. I can deposit funds. I can do all that, right? But the very beginning, when you log on, it goes through this thing where it's like searching for your location. And I try it all the time. And it says like location error. It's like you have to be in New Jersey. Then you can't make a bet, but you're allowed to see the line, deposit funds, do all that stuff.
You can do everything but that. All right. Yep. Interesting stuff. All right. Coming up here, NBA playoffs tonight, NBA lottery. We'll talk about it next.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing different is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
All right, Tuesday, people, welcome back in. See if we can't help you make it rain. Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez. Did a pretty good job yesterday because I believe we were the only show, not only on this network, but pretty much anywhere that that faded the Minnesota Twins as well as the Detroit Tigers yesterday.
You did.
And we were actually getting credit for it on gambling Twitter, by the way. Because
really?
It looks like nobody thought the Angels in a million years were going to be able to win a game last night against.
Listen, I was on Berrios too. I was on Berrios. The Angels were starting their fourth city of an 11-game road trip. Joe, we talk about traveling,
right.
And even including like they were. Remember, they've been on the road all the way back since. Remember, they played those games in Mexico,
yeah,
against the Astros. They haven't been home since then. And I thought, listen, they were traveling, facing Berrios. I was off it. You were on it. You were right to fade Berrios. You were right to fade our boy Matty Boyd. All props due to the Rain Man. Got to give it up to you, brother.
You know what it is, brother? It's just that diving into these numbers with Major League Baseball, and we'll, you know, once this the NBA starts winding down, we'll dive
right
into some of the trends, some of the analytics that go on into this, and some of the things that we have seen. And it's so hard sometimes when betting baseball, the battle isn't crunching the numbers and figuring out which side you want to be. The battle is battling yourself and what's going on in your own head, because you've had success betting Barrios, case in point, right? Like
sure
Barrios
have.
Has done nothing but won people money, right? So same thing with Boyd last night with Detroit.
Yeah.
And so you have already that mindset going in like, oh, God, he's home. This is going to win. I got a team that's been on the road. So
yep.
You're fighting yourself. But the reality is, listen, the guy ain't going 28-0. You know what I mean? So neither is Boyd. There is going to be regression like there is even with the best pitchers in the game. There is going to be there's going to be points in the season where regression becomes a reality, where these guys are going to come back to earth, that they are due. And most guys, history tells us, the number tells us that, you know, you can get four or five quality starts out of a guy in a row, but at some point you need to, once you start diving in and following, you realize that, all right, this guy's overdue. Like, this is going to come back to reality here. And
that was
kind
of
what
law of averages play.
Right. Yeah, you're going to have that. And also, by the way, the Angels, yes, they've been on the road, but, you know, what you find out is that Tyler Skaggs is actually an up-and-coming guy pitching. He had a bad outing last time, which, again,
right,
you fight recency bias because you go, oh, God, he got shelled for 7 runs in 3 innings last time. And you're battling yourself, but the reality is the numbers, they're pretty damn good. And also keep in mind that Minnesota is 7-3 in one-run games this year. The Angels are 2-7 in one-run games this year. So the difference between those two, and we talked about this in series prices before the year, you know, the separation between the Angels and the Twins with those records is not very much. These two teams are actually pretty damn equal when you look at it, because one run here or there all of a sudden changes the game. So there's so much that goes into Major League Baseball with streaks and to, you know, really look at the numbers. But a lot of it, guys, is all about battling yourself, the recency bias, and really you're your own worst enemy sometimes, Dan. I find that to be the hardest part on a daily basis, is to try and shut everything that I've just recently heard, recently seen, and try not to have it influence what it is that I'm looking at in front of me, because it's a real thing, brother. I mean, it's the hardest thing is battling yourself when it comes to baseball.
Yeah, and I mean, listen, I was on the Berrios play. I was not on Matty Boyd or Detroit. And for me, it was because, listen, the Houston Astros, who he was facing, that is, their offense has been humming lately. And I just did not view the Angels offense as big of a threat. They just don't have the horses, even though Ohtani is back. Maybe Bavona has the Sukadik call for his home run or whatever it is. But, you know, so I thought that Boyd would have that regression. By the way, Joe, these guys were third and fourth overall in fantasy baseball in terms of, like, the player raters in fantasy baseball. They fell now in among pitchers to 10th and 11th. Some other very interesting names in that top 10 so far this season, Joe. You know, kind of like not the name brand, you know, guys like Hyun-Jun Ryu, guys like Luis Castillo, guys like our boy Domingo Herman, you know, Chris Paddock. But in any event, you know, I just did not think the Angels had it in them, because Berrios, you know, I do think is a Cy Young contender. I said at the beginning of the year, I thought he would be consistent with, you know, 29 quality starts or whatever, as opposed to Matty Boyd. But hey, best part is it's only Monday, so I got 6 days to make it back this week. It's all good.
Yes. And the other great part about baseball, good, bad, dangerous, not really dangerous, is that you have to pick those opportunities. Good, because you have a 162-game season, and, you know, tonight we'll have a full slate of games going on, so you can pick your spots. But the whole part about Major League Baseball betting is about finding the dog spots that can win outright on any given night at a pretty decent number, like the Angels last night opened up plus 145, and all of a sudden you hit that. That lowers the percentage needed for you to be making a profit long term because of the plus 145. So that's really the key. Bankroll management with betting baseball, being disciplined enough, not blowing it up, and also knowing the percentages and going, listen, I've got to, on a regular basis, a weekly basis, I've got to find those spots where I can get those dogs that are live, because if I hit a few of those, all of a sudden that all of a sudden raises the percentages. I don't need to win as many favorites now in order to profit. And a lot of people, they try to approach the football handicapping way, you know, with these one game a weeks, and as opposed to what baseball is. Baseball is, without a doubt, the biggest grind any sports bettor will ever endure, no matter what. And we know this even from a fantasy standpoint, brother. I mean, the grind... Mm-hmm. From
a marathon, not a sprint.
It's got to be crazy, right? I mean, look at
what you guys
got to
go through. That's why some people don't like playing fantasy baseball. That's why some people don't like playing fantasy baseball as opposed to fantasy football. Fantasy football, you know, in essence, you can look at your roster. You could go online once a week or twice a week and be okay for the casual fan. Baseball, it's every day. You got to move your starting pitchers. You got to see matchups. You got, you know, rainouts to contend with and stuff like that. So it is certainly a grind. I got to say, though, Joe, I'm learning from you a little bit. Yes, I was on Berrios and the Twins, but I told you yesterday I took the -1.5. So I got it at plus 135. So I'm looking for those plus numbers, Joe.
Yes.
So the fact that I lost, at least I lost it as a plus 135 bet, not as a minus 160 bet. So, you know, I'm only down one unit instead of, you know, 1.5.
Absolutely correct. And the other big play, certainly from a market standpoint, everybody and their mother, it was a big number too. I think it was like plus 155. Boyd, everybody was on Boyd first five. Not full game.
First five.
Because
the Houston Astros offense is just ridiculous, though. Why would I don't know. I don't know. Why would you take anyone?
Because the numbers bear out Boyd being one of the best first five, giving up actually some of the his numbers are just ridiculous. Plus his swing and miss ratio, and you're talking about a team, the Houston Astros. Exactly. And, you know, it was a weird night, too, because he only gave up, I think, three home runs in over, you know, 40
four innings.
And all of a sudden, he gives up, you know, three home runs in three innings yesterday. It's like, come on, what the, you know, it's welcome to Major League Baseball. But first five was a big, big bet because it was a plus number. He was at home. If you're ever going to bet a pitcher in the first five, Boyd's a pretty good opportunity. So that was the big thing there. But again, you know, like you said, hot bats when it comes to the Houston, they're putting up phone numbers. I mean, they're putting up football scores right now, the Houston. But again, keep in mind, that too is going to be ready for a little regression here come very soon. They're also right. they're not going to keep putting up 14 runs a game, guys. They are going to go
tonight in Detroit, Joe. They face Ryan Carpenter and his 10.80 ERA. Watch the Tigers wind up winning this one 4-0. Exactly. You know.
Exactly.
Nonsense.
It.
Nonsense.
And it's going to be a
now,
monster.
You know, Houston at minus 185 tonight on the road. Yep. And watch 10.5 run total. Watch Detroit win this one, you know, 3-1 or something.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of nuances to baseball, both betting and fantasy. And they both have in common, it is a grind. So put on your big boy pants and get ready for a war, because that's what this season is. We'll talk some NBA draft coming up next here at Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Guntitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com. Game time decisions.
Some jackass Sixer fan sent me a tweet before the game. I was minding my own business. I didn't start anything with anybody.
That's the thing. A lot of these guys, they like to...
Minding my own business. Tonight. It's like, oh, enjoy watching Kawhi Leonard Toronto for the last game that he's leaving. Enjoy. I responded, or this is Jimmy Butler's last game in Philadelphia.
Game in Philadelphia.
I said, Joel Embiid will be left crying after the Raptors win.
Weekdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it was a bit of a crazy weekend here in Miami. We touched base on it a little bit yesterday. Rolling Loud, the music festival, came swinging here to Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. And every year it is a crap show, people. I thought Ultra was bad, but Rolling Loud is, you want to talk about 10 pounds of crap in a 5-pound bag. It was crazy. And yesterday, of course, we heard about a NBA star and a bit of trouble here. We'll give you the latest from what exactly happened there as we continue to shake our heads trying to figure it out and piece it together as to why a multimillionaire NBA player would find himself being arrested the way he was found arrested, right, the way he got arrested over the weekend. But we'll dive into that. Welcome in here. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. I want to welcome you guys in here. Make It Rain's the name of the show. tonight, big night NBA. A couple of things going on. Obviously, the playoffs. Western Conference Game 1, 9 o'clock Eastern time. We've got Golden State.
I ain't concerned that, Joe. I ain't worried about that.
I know. I don't know. We'll get it's first thing is first. That's the later part, right?
You're burying the lead, Joe.
That's the 9 o'clock. But first, before we get to that 9 o'clock tip, 8:30 is really going to be where the fireworks kick off, as the future of at least four franchises hang in the balance. At least that's what everyone wants us to think here tonight with the NBA draft lottery. Of course, ping pong ball time here, guys. And New York Knicks, Cleveland Cavaliers, Phoenix Suns, and let us not forget even the Chicago Bulls. Those top four teams. Now, there are others that could absolutely use a little bit of luck with the ping pong, but those four, from a percentage, and the numbers look like this. The chance at the number one pick, who in all likelihood, can we all agree, Zion Williamson, right? We'll all agree on that. Knicks,
probably.
Cavs, Suns, 14%. Chicago Bulls, 12.5%. And I forgot about these guys, but we probably shouldn't. The Hawks, 10.5%. When you're double digits in this kind
of, not a big difference. Exactly.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. When you're in, you know, you're a double digit where from 10 to 14% is not, there's not a lot going on there, guys, in this kind of situation. Right. Now, the Wizards, 9, Mavericks, 6, Grizzlies, 6. Timberwolves, 3.
9-6 is the difference. I would even Lakers, say a 9% chance.
Shit. 2. Yeah, you got Lakers, 2, Wolves, 3, Grizzlies, 6, Mavs, 6. And then you can start going up the ladder. And then pretty much everyone else, like the Miami Heat here, they've got a 1% chance of, along with a whole lot of other teams that are middle of the road. So the question is, you know, Knicks fans, Dane, you are one of them there. You guys are going to be freaking out tonight, 8:30, before this lottery. The question that I have for you, all right, is let's say the Knicks don't get number one, they get number two. Just for a hypothetical situation here. Who are you going with if you're the New York Knicks, or if you're Cleveland, or if you're Chicago? Who is, given Zion Williams obviously going to be number one, no matter who it is, who's number two in your mind? Clearly number two, or... or does it depend on the franchise in your mind as to who goes second?
Oh, no. I believe Ja Morant is the locked and loaded number two pick. I believe Ja Morant is also. Listen, Zion, we're talking about as this generational talent. We've even, you and I have talked about this idea that Zion may actually take the baton from LeBron in terms of the face of the league, and he hasn't even played against grown men just yet, okay? I believe Ja Morant is also a generational talent, okay? No one has averaged 20-10 in college basketball in a long time. Ja Morant was also on the same AAU team as Zion Williamson. And to be quite honest, Joe, and I made this point when we were talking about a month ago, I actually believe that Ja Morant's skill set translates better to the 2019 NBA than does Zion Williamson. Zion is going to try and be a locomotive, okay, but now he's going to do it against grown men. Ja Morant has the handles, has the shot, has the court vision, has the leadership. I think, listen, if this was any other year, we'd be talking about Ja Morant as the number one obvious overall pick. I'm actually a little bit okay if the Knicks wind up with the two pick, because I think they kind of, it clarifies the picture for them and takes all the stupidity out of it. What I think is interesting here, let's look at it from the Knicks standpoint. Joe, I think this draft lottery tonight determines who the targets are in free agency. Okay.
Right.
Everyone's been talking about Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. Well, let me tell you something. If the Knicks wind up with not the number one pick, but the number two pick, they're going to draft Ja Morant. And then guess what? I don't know that they're signing a max point guard like Kyrie or Kemba or a D'Angelo Russell. I think in that scenario, it's KD and then a different kind of wing player or maybe a big man that they're looking for. I think that changes the game plan for some of these teams. And I think Ja Morant is the obvious number two choice.
Keep in mind, too, there were some trades that might actually take place depending on how these ping pong balls fall in line here tonight. I, for instance, the Mavericks and the Hawks, the Dallas Mavericks will owe their pick to the Atlanta Hawks if it falls outside the top five here tonight. So there could be an additional pick somewhere along the line. And, You know, it's so hard in these drafts. There's only two rounds, right? So there's only so many impact players. But let's not forget, once you start getting to pass number five, right, you get the 6, 7, 8, 9. A lot of these guys are guys that will they be right off the battle? Will they be impactful right off the bat? Maybe, maybe not. But I think it's also important to understand that you've got guys right now in the Western Conference Final tonight that are playing Weber State. You know, you're talking Davidson.
Big majors, left and right.
You are talking guys that, you know, they weren't these monster, these monster players coming out of school, but, you know, college, they kind of cemented themselves. And then, you know, some of these guys kind of, they got a chip on their shoulder. These are the kinds of guys that you want to load your roster with. And the more you can get of them, it's a pretty good. The Grizzlies owe their pick to the Celtics if it falls outside the top eight. So the Celtics and Sixers, they also all have a situation.
The Celtics may be a kind of team who wants that draft pick, though, to try to flip for an Anthony Davis this summer.
Exactly.
Don't forget about that. You're absolutely right, Joe. Listen, Damian Lillard, mid-major. C.J. McCollum, mid-major. Kawhi Leonard. Mid-major. Mm-hmm. Steph Curry, mid-major. Giannis Antetokounmpo, overseas, okay? You can get all-star MVP caliber talent not from the top five in the draft. I remember Steph Curry when I was like seventh or eighth overall. The Knicks drafted Michael Sweetney out of Georgetown, I think, right after that.
Yes, absolutely. And it's funny, too, the gap between the fourth worst team and everyone else isn't huge. And the percentages tell us that a lot of these teams, when you're looking at it here, including Memphis, New Orleans, Minnesota, the Lakers, Charlotte, Miami, Sacramento, you know, that's all of a sudden you get a little bit of luck here. I mean, could you imagine if all of a sudden, you know, somebody pops up in there, like a Miami or a Sacramento? You're talking game-changing situation here tonight. And I think the one team – what's the one team you don't want to see get the number one pick of the three that are obviously have the best percentage?
I think for a basketball fit, okay, we've been talking about, Joe, like branding and Zion passing the torch and all that stuff. From a pure basketball standpoint, let me tell you something, Joe. If John Collins and Trae Young down in Atlanta also get Zion Williamson, can you imagine Trae Young, okay, the way he's been developing, right? You already have Collins as kind of that post big man. Can you imagine Trae Young and the space he will have if defenses have to worry about Zion or vice versa? You talk about Lob City back in the day with Chris Paul and Blake Griffin. It will be reincarnated in Atlanta, all of them very, very young in what is a legit media market, Joe. You know, people are going to Atlanta. I think Atlanta, if they were to get Trae Young, they have Trae Young and John Collins, and they are what? They're like an 11% chance, something like that, or they wanted the three for 14. If they get Zion, look out for the Atlanta Hawks as
The Atlanta is 10. Yeah, they're 10.5%. Then the Bulls are 12.5%, and it's
Atlanta,
razor thin. Yeah, and then you've got, you know, Phoenix, Cleveland,
Phoenix,
and of course the New York Knicks.
You got Booker there. You got Ayton there. You got Monty Williams coming there. You put Zion there as well. Now you're cooking with some gas. Maybe that's why they're looking to trade Josh Jackson even before the concert last weekend.
I'm
but those
Phoenix,
are for me, Atlanta and Phoenix.
Yeah, if I'm Phoenix, like you said, you got Ayton, you got Booker, you got Mikal Bridges. You've got a really good core. You got Monty Williams coming in as the coach. At some particular point, though, they're going to need to figure out what direction they're going. If you get a Zion Williams in there, kind of a game changer, big time, especially along those guys. Monty Williams,
Dallas,
good coach, loves the young guys, the young core there. At some point, I do think you'd probably need to bring in some veteran presence somewhere along those lines.
But at some point, a veteran will want to go there, right? You put these three kids yep. together, they see the arrow pointing up, then you attract a max guy as the cherry on top. I think Dallas also, Luka Doncic, KP, although he's got his issues right now, you throw Zion into that mix. There's some young cores building, right? As you know, right as LeBron is going away, right as the Warriors may eventually break up, the cycle is changing. You know, the problem with Phoenix is that they
need a point guard. I mean, that's the problem with Phoenix right now. So what they would have to do is, if they did get number one, you know, they're going to have to trade one of those, you know, assets there, DeAndre Ayton, Devin Booker. You know, they're going to have to package something up, because, you know, Zion, Ayton, and Booker they're not going to run point. So they need a point guard.
Sign a free agent.
What's that?
You sign a D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah, well, you'd have to go out and do, but you're going to have to give up something. I mean, that's the whole thing, because I don't know that a D'Angelo Russell is going to want to. They might be in win now mode, these guys. So, but I think I think it's pretty good for Phoenix if they get it. We'll talk more about it coming up here. Chicago Bulls, keep an eye on them.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I weigh 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, like, falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631.
All right, guys, here's an idea, right? Do not let the shot clock run out like the 76ers did. We want you to go ahead, take a shot, open up a sports wagering account with FanDuel, Jersey's largest sports book, by simply going to FanDuel.com/grid, where you'll receive a free bet right now up to $500. Don't forget, guys, Western Conference Finals tonight, 9 o'clock. Great opportunity for you to get that free bet of up to $500. That's right, free bet up to 500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. In fact, we want to hear from you. Call into the show. Tell us about your winning wager you placed tonight. Walk us through the bet. We always want to hear from you. Plus, go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open that new account. Claim your free wager of up to $500 today. Plenty of action. Full slate of MLB games here tonight. But let us not forget the NBA. Game one, Western Conference Finals tonight. Great way for you to get that free $500. And Make It Rain's the name of the show. Good morning. That's what we'll help do for you here tonight as we talk a little bit of the lottery taking place 8:30 on ESPN, followed by the 9 o'clock tip in Golden State, the Oracle Arena, game one, Portland and the Warriors. And we were just talking about the possibilities here of the teams and this ping pong. If you're the Knicks, right? If you're the Knicks, if you are the Cleveland Cavaliers or the Phoenix Sun, it's great that you've got that 14% edge, right? But you are not comfortable at all today. You know what I mean? Knicks fans, Cavs fans, Phoenix Suns fans, you guys are not comfortable knowing that the Bulls are 12.5, knowing that Atlanta is 10.5. And then, you know, let's face it, the Wizards at 9, and please don't let the Wizards luck out here and get, please don't. Like, whatever you'd like, zero excitement when it comes to that. But the Bulls, we had mentioned, interesting fit, too, with Markkanen, Wendell Carter Jr. They've already got their front court of the future with these guys. But to me, if I'm Chicago, as crazy as this may sound, I'm hoping for the number two. Give me number two, because if I can get Ja Morant as their point guard to those two, you know, now you're cooking with gas, Chicago. Now you've got something. So it's funny. If I was a Bulls fan, I'd be going, because... Yeah, listen, Markkanen and Carter Jr. are going to be stars in this league, guys. So, So, you know, to me, they're the only team where if they did land the number one, as crazy as this is, there might be an interesting trade discussion with whomever gets the number two pick to go, hey, listen, we got one. We'll give it to you. You know, give us. Well, let's swap, because obviously I think Ja Morant is way better fit. And I know it sounds crazy. How do you pass on Zion? Well, if you're the Chicago Bulls and you've already got Markkanen and Carter Jr., I want Ja Morant. I want that number one or two pick. I want John Morant. Williams, I think Zion would be a great fit. The market of Chicago, great basketball. Mm-hmm. I think that is good. Is something to be able to sell tickets to seats to bring back the prominence of the Chicago Bulls. But, you know, you're talking about John Paxson here, not exactly the greatest track record. But Markkanen and Carter, I think, are definite stars here. Give me Ja Morant. If Chicago gets the number one pick, don't at all be surprised here, Dane, if they maybe pick up the phone and go, whoever number two is, you want to switch? And maybe throw in another pick somewhere along the lines or somebody else on the roster. But I love Ja Morant and the Chicago Bulls. We need to seriously have a conversation after the draft about the Bulls if it falls into place for them. That's a badass lineup they're putting together there in Chicago.
Yeah, that could be interesting. You know, we talk about it even when it relates, Joe, to the NFL draft, right? Mm. We talk about the difference of BPA, best player available, or team need, right? And that's in essence what we're talking about with the case study of the Bulls, right? Would you take best player available, who everybody acknowledges is Zion Williamson, or do you try to fill the team need? In Chicago's case, we think it would be for a guard. You know what I mean? Oof. Or a point guard in Ja Morant. So that is the essential question. I think that's interesting. Listen, I'm a Knicks fan, as you mentioned. I'm on a text chain with seven of my best friends, and we've been talking about this ever since they traded Kristaps Porzingis, you know, trying to put the crew together, right? But here's what I will say as a final word of caution. You went through the percentages, Joe. You know what that also means, Joe, unfortunately, for the Knicks? That there is 86% chance that they do not get the number one pick. Let's see. Like, we're talking about 14% chance. You know what really that is, Joe? That's a 140 hitter coming up to the plate, and that he's going to – that's a pitcher getting a base hit. Okay? Yep. That's a pitcher getting a base hit. Okay? That is the chances that the Knicks get the number one pick tonight, okay? Yep. So let's all manage expectations, right? This idea of like 14%, 11%, that team that's at 10.5%, I think it's the Hawks, That's a 90% chance that it does not happen. Everybody's so excited about the 14%. Don't forget what that other 86% means. Like for Knicks fans, we've been talking about Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and Zion Williamson. Don't forget, it could also wind up being Ricky Rubio, Tobias Harris, and Cam Reddish.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, the other interesting team, too, now that I'm looking at it, the Dallas Mavericks, who have a 6% chance here tonight, all
with
right?
Luka and KT? Woo!
Oh, man. Well, you know, here's the deal. Dallas will keep this pick if it's in the top four. The other interesting turn there is that let's say they get the number five pick, right? Let's say they get the fifth pick here. That goes to the Hawks for the Doncic Trae Young swap last year.
Oh, God. So the Hawks could have like 1-5.
They could have 1-5, exactly.
Or 2-5, whatever.
Right.
Now, the Hawks, and they have Trae Young and John Collins.
So there are some interesting wrinkles here tonight to keep an eye on. And this is one of the bigger ones. I mean, Dallas, if they stay in the top four, they keep it. And if they hit the jackpot with number one, guys, then that's a pretty damn fun lineup, too, with Porzingis and Don. You know, that's all of a sudden. Now Dallas becomes very interesting here. But if it falls to number five or six, you know, Atlanta's going to have two picks in the top five or six of this draft, which also makes them very scary.
Hey, Joe, if you had Atlanta, let's say Atlanta winds up with 2-6, okay, because of the premise. And it's not one, so they don't get the chance to pair Zion. Two, we think, would be John Morant. They already have Trae Young, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let me ask you this, Joe. If I gave you the number 2 and the number 6 overall pick in this draft, would you give me Anthony Davis?
Yeah, that's a possibility as well. Yeah, that's exactly correct. You could have two top six players here, two even top 10 players in this draft here.
Just give me depending who doesn't want to be there, where you might lose for nothing, and you can turn that around and have it be R.J. Barrett and Jarrett Culver.
Yep, I agree. You'd have to think about it, right? I mean, you'd have to seriously give it some consideration, wouldn't you? So
you get Anthony out that door for nothing, unless you can get something back. And lottery picks in this in this market, in this day and age, I mean. That's probably
Let
more
me give
valuable
you another
than...
one. What if, okay, and I know it's a long shot here, but they're still in it, okay? What if Charlotte gets number one? Do you think Kemba Walker resigns and stays with Charlotte then? Because I bet you they make the playoffs next year. If Charlotte hits the lottery,
Michael sells it to him, right?
They'll shed some of the bigger contracts, but if I'm Kemba Walker and I'm going, all right, I'm gonna get the money regardless, but I can hang out and be with a monster like, all of a sudden now you're going, they were a pretty damn competitive team, Charlotte. They just missed out. Everyone assumed Kemba Walker is just leaving, but you win that lottery pick, could Charlotte be an interesting pot? And I don't know how this happened, but Philadelphia's got a 1% chance too as well. But that pick will belong to the Kings.
Sacramento.
Because if Philadelphia lands 2, 3, or 4, it goes to the Celtics. If it's number one overall, the 76ers own it. So this is obviously, we know, the offseason ahead for the Sixers and the decisions here. But my, oh my, could you imagine the Philadelphia 76ers ping pong ball showing up in there? They own the number one, but if they get, and if you're the Celtics fans, right, think about this tonight. If the ping pong ball comes 2, 3, or 4, all right, it's going to you. The Celtics could all of a sudden jump up in the number 2, 3, or 4 if that Philadelphia.
Then it's a three pick in Gordon Hayward for Anthony Davis. Then it's a three pick in Jalen Brown for Anthony Davis. That's what it is.
Exactly. So that's why there is so much more than just these trades throughout the year and even last, you know, the swapping last year of Doncic for Trae Young, that kind of thing. It really does kind of throw a wrinkle into, it's not just the ping pong balls, pick your teams here, guys. There are a lot of teams like the Celtics who aren't in the top 10 here, but you know what? All of a sudden, the Celtics could have the number two, three, or four pick in the draft. And now Danny Ainge is going, that it changes the landscape. It's amazing to me. I, as a homer here, obviously in Miami, I would love I would love to see, you know, somehow if they were ever going to get lucky. I don't know how Pat Riley has done it over the years, although I think it's amazing to me how nobody's talking about what a piss poor job he has done with the roster in recent years and those contracts. But man, Williamson here in Miami to be able to build around there, Winslow, Richardson, you know, and Pat Riley with Eric Spoelstra, you know, it's a home run, at least from Zion's standpoint. There are some markets Zion does not want to go to. Miami would be a market he would thrive in big time down here. They would own him. And of course the Lakers, 2%, brother. What happens if the Lakers end up getting this pick? Could you imagine?
Well, then we know it's fixed. Then we know it's fixed for LeBron. It'll be like, you know, man, how they talked about the frozen envelopes for Patrick Ewing back in 85?
Yes.
This would be like definitively trying to help LeBron, you know, I'd and accelerate that process over there. I think that would be ridiculous. I'll tell you what, if that happens,
won't you hear the same thing about the
Kyrie news? Irving would be signing with the Lakers. Then I guarantee Kyrie Irving signs with the Lakers.
But won't, if it happens to me, I mean, regardless, we're going to be talking about this, you know, tomorrow. There's going to be a conspiracy talk, because if the Lakers get it or if the Knicks get it, aren't we having the same conversation? Conspiracy? Aren't we if the Knicks?
You know, the Knicks at least have that 14% chance. The Lakers have like a 2% chance. So it's less conspiracy theory. I think the Knicks have been tanking for 2.5 years for this moment, so that they don't have to rely on the conspiracy theory for it to go down.
Oh, yeah, but you know what it is, because the NBA, listen, we all know the NBA wants New York. But New York is better. The NBA is better with New York being relevant. Like, you need the Knicks to be relevant. It's been far too long. But I think we have that conversation one way or the other. If it's the Knicks and it's the Lakers, people are going to be like, oh, of course it is. Of course it is. Of course it's the Knicks or Lakers. What a shock. But I think that Dallas pick, keeping an eye with the trade with Atlanta, as well as, you know, the bombs with the 76ers. Keep those in mind. That changes everything. I mean, everything on what's going to happen here tonight, as well as I think the Chicago, Bulls, if they get number one and they've got a 10.5% shot or 12.5%. I think a trade could happen. I think Ja Morant is who they've got their eyes on. And I'm finding it interesting, Dane, you're in New York. A lot of the talk with everything that I've seen, nothing is about Zion. I'm hearing that they love, what, R.J. Barrett? They love Cam.
Yeah.
I'm hearing all these other guys they like, which, listen, you've got to have a plan B here, because if it doesn't work. Right. I mean, so let's say they fall to number three here, right? Let's say Ja Morant. What's your next choice? Where are you going if you are the Knicks front office there?
I think it's another Blue Devil. I think it's R.J. Barrett.
You're going to go R.J.?
I think it's R.J. Barrett. Yeah, there's stuff that they really like him. They think he can wind up and mature into a 25, 30-point game kind
and
of
I
scorer.
Think I think he could. I think he could. Absolutely. Yep.
You know, it's possible.
I think he could.
But if it's not one or two, then, you know, then there's the ability for a team to mess it up.
Yes, they're absolutely the Knicks after all.
I think the Hawks are scariest.
Yeah. Okay.
I go better.
All right. 1 hour in the books. Hour number two coming up here for NBA talk.
In this league.
If someone wanted to tell me that Civil War was better than Endgame, I'd be hard to argue that. I really would, because Civil War is incredible. It's a highly loved comic book series that they did, and I mean, they've even, you know, gone to like a Civil War 2. It was a great movie. It was like Avengers.
What happens in Civil War 2?
I don't know. I don't have it.
Oh,
I'm still finishing House of M right now.
What happens in House of M?
Oh,
is Magneto okay?
He's great.
Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course.
What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Crazy story coming out of Germany here this week, Dan. I don't know if you've seen this, but I can promise you the right to bear arms folks are going to point to this and be like, see what happens when you can't, you don't have access to firearms? Welcome in here, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. This is just crazy to me. Like, here in the U.S., like, we hear about some lunatics would, like, start running around with machetes and things like that. But apparently five people this week, I don't know if there's a Game of Thrones connection here, but five people have been found shot with a crossbow in Germany this week. Five. So I'm not sure if it's Game of Thrones related.
By the same guy? Is it by the same person or a different
person? They don't know. It's just five people shot dead with a crossbow, which, by the way, is completely legal. You can't get a firearm. I guess it's hard to get guns in Germany. But apparently, it's very easy if you're 18 to buy a crossbow. Like, they're crossbowing people.
Where would you go? Do you go to, like, Modell's?
It's like, gotta be, yeah. I guarantee you it's probably a sporting goods store over somewhere in there. Yeah, because if you're 18, you can buy. So they're clipping people with crossbows now in Germany. That is just, and I can't help but to think that maybe Game of Thrones playing something here, or, you know, how do you get five random people shot with a crossbow here, Bavona?
Got to keep your hand on a swivel,
yeah,
bro.
Exactly. I'm telling you, man. Like, you ever shot a crossbow?
I have not ever shot a crossbow.
It's,
I don't think they didn't have them
cool.
In the growing up.
Ever do a bow and arrow? You ever do one of those?
At summer camp.
Yeah, I did. The thing ended up ricocheting, smacking me in the face, and I put it down after that. I was like, I'm never doing that again. Never.
Look, you see it on TV. The first time you do it, like, the arrow just, like, kind of like falls down, yeah, and just going, pops.
Exactly.
You need to, like, have, like, pressure on it. It's not easy.
And crossbows are actually pretty cool, man. They it's actually a lot easier to move than you think. But again, you know how close you're gonna be. Like, I don't know how much of a marksman I would be from more, you know, over 3 feet away with a crossbow. Like, how are you clipping people off the streets with a crossbow? You got to be a pretty. How many people can be that good with a crossbow? I mean, come on. Yes. That list has got to be narrowed. Yeah.
Practice. This guy's
just
really
goes
good
to
at
show
it.
You.
I don't.
People
think
want to be douches. Yeah. People will find a way. They want to cause havoc. They'll find a way. That's what they do. People are out of their minds. All right. Hour number two coming up here at Fantasy Sports Radio Network.